How does the Rambam describe the appearance of Mashiach? He says, Yamid Melech mi Beis David. Right? The first thing he says is that the Mashiach comes on the scene. What's Mashiach's appearance? A king from the house of David comes. Yamid, or arise, or whatever. And then the Rambam discusses different qualities of Mashiach. There's Hoigeh b'Torah, Vesek Mitzvos k'David Aviv. He's involved in Torah Mitzvos like David his father, that he causes all the Yidden to keep Torah Mitzvos. He will wage the wars of Hashem. But the first thing is Melech mi Beis David. There's no quality described over here. A king from the house of David is not a quality. It's not a particular thing that he does or he doesn't do. It's a description of the essence of Mashiach. What does it mean, a king from the house of David? So the Rebbe explains, Sikha of the Rebbe, Hadran and the Rambam, Tav Shim and Vav, there the Rebbe explains that a Melech mi Beis David is the idea of what in the terms of Nigla, you would call a Melech Be'etzem, what Chassidus connects to the level of Yechida. King from the house of David means there's a king. When people would appoint a king, right? What was? There's two levels here. One thing was just a form of government. You had a person that had exceptional qualities. Instead of having a democracy where you have a whole Senate and a Congress and they fight and eat each other's throat the whole day, so the derech was you were mamlich a person. He had absolute authority, absolute control. That was that. But then, that explanation is not really good enough, because the fear, the bittul, the nullification that people felt in front of the king wasn't only because they themselves appointed him as their king. The fear that they felt from the king, the Rebbe Rashab explains, the reimimus of a melech, the bittul, the nullification that people had in front of the king, was atzmiyistik a bittul. Like, as if this king is essentially exalted. Not just he's exalted because the nation handed him over the power. So the Rebbe Rashab explains in Ayin Beis that when a king becomes a king, what happens is that there's a certain ha'odah from the Melucha Melmaila, there's so to say a certain manifestation of the Abishah's kingdom from above that is expressed in this person. So therefore, it's true that you crowned them as king. So in a certain sense, you could say it was initiated by the people. But what was initiated? But when they crowned them as king, at that point, they brought upon him something they endowed him with something which is much greater than them themselves. They endowed him with a manifestation of the Abishah's kingdom, which is something which, you know, when a person stands in front of the king, being in the presence of someone that has that manifestation of kingdom, they become totally nullified. The Rebbe Rashab goes on to further to explain that a true king is someone that even before you crowned him has that reimimus atzmius, has that essential exaltness, that he essentially is higher than everyone else. It just is concealed. By crowning him, you bring it out in a revealed way. The way that Rambam describes Mashiach, there's no quality here. There's something essential. There's an essential level of Mashiach, that he's a melech mi-beis David. He's someone that the etzim, he's high. In other words, all the later things that Mashiach does are expressions of Mashiach, the way they affect the world, so to say. The essence of Mashiach is something much higher than that. It's the etzim of Mashiach, which is be'etzim higher. Essentially, it's higher than fixing up the world and all the beautiful things that he does. So this is, in a certain sense, going back to what I mentioned previously, that way Chassidus explains that when Mashiach comes, the din of the iskalos of etzim of Mashiach, the essence of Mashiach. Yeah, that has to be expressed in the world. The world can't remain dark. Mashiach could be in the world. It has to be expressed. The essence of Mashiach is expressed in Hayge B'Teira, Isik B'Mitzis, all the things that he does. But it starts off with something which is totally beyond the world itself.